This is part two of our interview with Kevin Dua. Be sure to check out part one, which is now streaming wherever you get your podcasts. So what would you say is the best way for people to support educators who are like you?
That's a really good question. I would say that our country it would be wrong for anyone to say that what is happening with educators nationwide over the last few years with the start of the pandemic, whether it's about the exodus of teachers due to mental health, the criticism towards what teachers are teaching or not teaching, the learning loss conversation, salaries, and so forth. It would be wrong for anyone to say that this is deja vu, because it minimizes historic context. This is ongoing. And so I would say a way to help educators is to be honest about why this is still happening. And that is, why are teachers deciding to leave education? Why is there leave education in this country? Why is there this discourse about what is real history? Why is there a conversation or debate about the fundamental skills that need to be taught? How do we want to cultivate young people to contribute to society? That is always, all that I mentioned has always been a part of how our country has viewed education. Whether segregating individuals of color to be able to gain that equity. And I think once we have a common ground, common language, that helps lead to the next step about how can we help educators remain healthy in order to do and perform at the highest level one of the greatest professions in civilization worldwide. How do we uphold the promise that schools, academic spaces, how do we help educators, schools uphold the promise that they declared nationwide years ago about wanting to change how education was, because the pandemic and the closures of academic buildings in March of 2020 exasperated the inequities that had always existed. How do we lean in on the power of being able to slow things down in order to talk about mental health in schools? And I think all of that is key in how to help educators, because by not doing that, there is this sense of half truths that's happening. It's yes, it's challenging now, but it's always been challenging, especially if you are a Black educator of color in this country. So yeah, I think those are some ideas of where to start. I think about that question a lot over the last few years, and I think the times that I have shared with individuals around me, I feel like my answers, it's hard to communicate my answers because it is real.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that answer, because there is no one best way, honestly, to support educators, because it really is, you know, a multi-pronged approach. Educators need support, certainly financially. Educators need support mentally. Educators need support to have the resources in your classroom to show up for their students. I mean, there is a lack of resources broadly, and that just gets magnified, I think, in other places and in communities where those resources don't exist. And so I appreciate that, you know, your answer is so nuanced, because it is, and that's the reality. And the sooner that more individuals recognize that reality, the sooner we can, you know, co-collaborate together to develop meaningful solutions for long-term support of educators specifically.
Facts.
So thank you so much for such rich answers. I wish that we could talk for another hour. I think that we're like just scratching the surface on some of these questions. I really, really appreciate your energy and what you've brought to this field, and how you've shined a light on some of the realities and inequities and issues that you've seen in public education. So to transition to a bit of a lighter note, we do have a few rapid fire questions that we'd like to ask you. Super simple, but just, you know, first thing that comes to mind, what you think of when I ask these questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We'll start out easy. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food, gummy bears.
Ah, same. Yes. Love. Yes. Okay. Love gummy bears. So good. This isn't about me, but sorry. Just had to... All right. What is your wallpaper image on your cell phone?
My wallpaper image are two dogs, Finnegan and Duffy. Finnegan is the oldest. They are a terrier breed mix. And so they are sleeping in the sun in their favorite space.
Oh, that's so cute. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. As a child, you know, what did you dream of being when you grew up?
The sixth member on Power Rangers.
Absolutely. Classic.
Yes, I was. Yeah. I grew up with Power Rangers. So Tommy, Jason, Trini, Kimberly, Billy, Zach. And so I wanted to be out of the Gold Ranger or the Purple Ranger. So yeah, I wanted to be the sixth member or the seventh member on the Power Rangers team, without question.
I was going to ask what color. So gold or purple?
Gold or purple, yep.
Love it. All right. If you started your own talk show, who would be the first person that you'd like to invite as a guest?
Denzel Washington. Without question. Denzel Washington.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes.
10 out of 10.
Yes.
Great guy. All right. Final question. Would you rather have the power of invisibility or the power of flight?
I would say the power of invisibility.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So I know we've talked about a lot, you know, you've shared a bit here, but is there one other additional like big idea that excites you right now that you're working towards or moving towards or seeing some breakthrough potentially on the horizon with?
There's two fronts. One is working with different colleges in order to create more partnerships with them and AmeriCorps in order to create pipelines for prospective educators to serve as mentors and tutors, and then being able to have those opportunities to get an educational license. So working with those different types of connections And I would say as an educator, seeing my students embark on an investigation on how to essentially remove any criminal record, any wrongdoing done towards Tituba. And I may be mispronouncing, and I apologize, T-I-T-U-B-A. But she was, so Tituba, she was an indigenous person, and an individual of African descent, who was a part of the Salem witch trials. Even though she wasn't found guilty, she was scapegoat because of her ethnicity. And she disappeared after the grand jury found that there was nothing on her. And so for my students, they're going to embark on how the court system here in Massachusetts can essentially absolve her of any wrongdoings that is an asterisk to her name. So that is something in the works that they are going to be doing shortly.
Wow, that's really, really, really cool that they're taking that on. Just another in the long list of you know, amazing projects that you have sort of stewarded your students to take on. And wow, I just again, I feel like this has only created like 100 more questions that I'd love to ask you. It'd be great to catch up again sometime soon. But thank you so much, Kevin, for joining us and for being a part of this conversation today and being part of What's the Big Idea. We really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrew. As I said, it was an honor. I do hope that anyone who does listen, I hope that if they know an educator in their life, I hope that they are giving them roses. If they are interested in education, I hope that they do as much training and unpacking about who they are. And I hope they take time, whether it's reading or listening, to understand more about African American history or history in general.
Awesome. Thank you. We would like to acknowledge that this episode of What's the Big Idea was recorded on land originally inhabited and cultivated by the Lenape, Massachusetts, Miami, and Shawnee Nations. We are grateful for this land and for the people who have stewarded it for generations. This episode was produced by Kelsey Selleck with additional material provided by Donald Alfiero and music by Kevin McLeod. Special thanks to our guest, Kevin Dua, for joining us today. You can learn more about Kevin by following him on Instagram or Twitter at Kevin Dua. That's K-E-V-I-N-D-U-A. To learn more about our show and about DI, visit us at destinationimagination.org. If you'd like to inspire even more big ideas for young people around the world, consider making a charitable contribution to DI at destinationimagination.org/donate. I'm Andrew Whitmire. Thanks for listening to What's the Big Idea.
Ready to learn more about Destination Imagination? Join us online for a free introductory webinar. These information sessions are designed for parents, educators, and volunteers who are ready to learn more about DI's educational experiences and how to get involved. Sign up to attend a 45-minute live session or download one of our captioned videos on demand. Register today at destinationimagination.org/webinar. We'll see you there.
Destination Imagination taught me how to work as a member of a team.
Destination Imagination taught me leadership skills. Destination Imagination taught me that there are infinite ways for me to express my creativity.
If you're ready to awaken creativity and ignite a love of learning for your child, join Destination Imagination today. Hi, I'm Johnny Wells, Director of Education at Destination Imagination. DI provides unique educational experiences that give students the opportunity to create projects, solve problems, learn new concepts, and have a great time in the process. Just listen to what some of our alumni have to say.
I use what I learned in DI to solve problems at work, at home, and in every aspect of my life.
I use what I learned in DI to give me confidence when I try something new.
I use what I learned in DI to make a positive impact within my community. Today's DI participants are tomorrow's innovators, problem solvers, and leaders. If that sounds like a good fit for you and the young people in your life, we'd love to have you join us. To get started today, visit destinationimagination.org.